Wait for it! Diamonds! The diamonds are here, guys. There was a couple diamonds that came out. So this weekend, Imtiazini Banks, that is where the guys are planning on going.
Yes, we do predict a good year. Sardines will definitely come onto our coastline.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hello and welcome to another Angler News SA episode. Guys, it's your KZN report where it's been a tough week. It's been a challenging week. Some might even say it's been an atrocious week. However, every cloud has a silver lining, and that silver lining is coming this weekend. It is going to be absolutely epic. I mean, if the weather predictions stay the way it is, guys, we are in for a treat. Now, in this week's episode, we talk about the difficult fishing that had been. We talk about the lack of fishing that had been. However, we also get into a few exciting bits, right? We've got our Q&A where we are talking to Jace Govender about what we can expect for this year's sardine run, what the predictions are. We are talking to Adam if we're heading down the south coast to fish off Margate Pier, what baits to carry, and we are going to be talking to Ray whether we can use circle hooks for bronze bream, because as we know, that water temperature is dropping, and well, you know what? Can we really use circle hooks, or do we stick to our J-hook? With that cooler water, that edible species are coming around. We can feel it. The water is clearing up. Hopefully, it's the complete end of this rainy period, and we are going to kick off that autumn fishing from this weekend. Now, before we get into what we can expect for this weekend, guys, huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Alrighty, thank you, the Kingfisher. Now, guys, let's get into the show. Let's start off with a bit of a treat. Let's chat with Jace Govender. Guys, this is the part of the show where we are starting that Q&A, right? Where I am linked up with the country's best anglers. And you know what? If I can't answer your question, we've got the guys to do it for us. So please get involved in the show. Ask us the questions and let's get those answers. Now, this week, one of the questions was, what are our predictions for this year's sardine run? And who better than Jace Govender to answer that?
Morning, Vinesh. To answer your question, yes, we do predict a good year. Yes, the water temperatures started dropping already, but that could change on a dime. All we need is water temperatures around 19 to 21, and this cool temperature must hug the coastline and must be close in, so this do come closer inshore. Sardines will definitely come onto our coastline. It all depends how cool the water is and how close in cool water is. If there's no cool water in, or the water is too warm close inshore, the sardines will definitely be out in the deep. But years have shown that you can have a miss year, and a miss year means the sardines just hold the colder water deeper out at sea. But yeah, we are expecting a big one, and let's hope and pray.
Thank you, Jace. Hoping, praying, crossing fingers, crossing toes, whatever it is, we want those sardines. And like Jace said, the water temperature has dropped, so there should be some good fishing coming our way. Now let's kick off the reports, starting off down the south coast with our south coast guru, Adam.
Hey, Vinesh and fellow listeners and anglers alike. So the south coast, unfortunately, has been a bit dull. Things have been a bit swacked down the side in terms of catching fish because it's been absolutely brown, Vinesh. Normally we get brown water on the top and underneath it's a bit clear. But however, at this stage, it's just brown top to bottom. So it's mere mud. We just got mud all the way down, right down to Port Edward. So you might find a clear patch here or there, but you're going to be looking for hen's teeth at this stage, Vinesh. Yeah, so look, the guys have been trying. They have been targeting certain species and they've not been catching them. However, that being said, you can go to your deep water spots like Margate Pier, Orange Rocks, Stabel, and maybe put out a mackerel bait mixed with the sard or a chocker and try for a non-ed. Because as we know, non-eds love this brown, discolored water because they will sit in the river mouths like the Zambies and they will clean themselves, or they might swim along the coastline and also look for a chow because they get hungry. hungry. We all get hungry, Vinesh, sharks included. So maybe you just might be lucky putting out a smelly bait, which I would recommend highly at this stage, and get a non-ed. However, if you are coming down to the South Coast to try for rock and surf fishing, I would give that a miss completely, because there are no bream, there are no blacktail. There's nothing to target at this stage unless you can find clear water or maybe even a small little bay where the brown water hasn't mixed in between. So let's see what this weekend produces, Vinesh. Hopefully we have a bit of a west wind down the South Coast. It might settle things, it might clear things up a bit, and the guys might be able to target some actual edible fish. Otherwise, guys, stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Thank you, Adam. Well, yikes, it's not often we hear a bad report from Adam, you know what, but it is what it is, and it's a good, honest report, and we appreciate the honesty, Adam. However, I do believe, you know what, we are going to have a treat down there this weekend, and if we are heading down there, well, that's one of the questions that's coming up later on in the show: what baits to carry down to Margate. So, guys, just a bit of a disclaimer, I've been carrying the flu from the start of the week, so if I do sound a little bit rough on the throat or a bit nasal, please forgive me. We'll be back recovered before the weekend's fishing. All right, now let's see what Ray Thompson's up to on that side of the South Coast.
Due to that big cyclone that we've had off of Madagascar, the swells have come through in full force the last couple of days. But looking forward all the way through till Friday, being the 7th, is actually starting to look very good, especially for that Margate, Port Edward area. I'm sure the hound sharks are going to eat this weekend down there, Saturday and Sunday being the days to fish down there, especially Sunday. It's northeasterlies and more northeasterlies, and that is what we're looking for. Even up to Warners, flatfish will definitely start feeding as soon as the water starts cleaning up. So it's looking pretty good all the way up until the 9th to fish. And then, of course, the rain comes again, guys. But yeah, go out there, wet a line Saturday, Sunday, and I'm sure you'll catch a fish.
All right. Now, speaking of catching a fish, Ray, one of the questions that has come through was, can we catch bronze bream on a circle hook? Very interesting question. I always wanted, you guys know I'm a circle hook fan. I only fish with circle hooks. I have caught before, but is it a preferred hook? Let's find out from the expert.
Okay, so circle hooks versus J hooks for a bronze bream. Circle hooks definitely do work for bronze bream. It's got certain applications, but so do J-hooks. And here goes. J-hooks basically hold your prawn baits on a lot better. It gives a better bait presentation. A circle hook, on the other hand, works better if you're fishing around rocky areas or areas where there's lots of weed in that, obviously, because it doesn't get stuck as easily. But like with everything, bronze bream can be very timid and they don't actually pull hard enough to actually set the hook. So when they move off, they tend to drop the bait very easily. Hence, a J hook, when you feel that bite, you can swat. So you can hit that fish, you'll get him on the side of the mouth, in the mouth. So my preference personally would be a J hook for a bronze bream. But like I said before, circle hooks have their place. On days when those bream are feeding very intensely and they literally pull you down, a circle hook works extremely well.
And there you have it. I love where the show is going. We are learning. We've been educated. We have the reports. We know how to go and catch that fish. Absolutely fantastic stuff. Now let's jump onto some fresh water before we move up the North Coast and round off with Durban. Kicking off the fresh water is Jan reporting from the Midlands.
Hey there, guys. So I can start this report again with rain and yet more rain. However, that being said, we do have some fish in this report. So guys, the good news is up. Basically, it did seem that the autumnal tapping off into single figure rainfall figures had finally started, but last night we had a deluge of anything up to about 85 mils in the Midlands, which is basically otherwise. The highest rainfall was once again up close to the Berg, so it's on its way down from there. The upper land's already very much soaked, leaking heavily. So guys, any rainfall which is going to fall now is basically going to be on the move. And if you thought the rivers were unplayable previously, that is certainly going to be the case now. With the rivers all pretty much in spates, we have no returns logged, not even one, from the otherwise brave Natal Fly Fishing Club river anglers over the past week. But if you have to go, you have to go. And with a client-driven booking, I was off to the river. Water levels pushing bank to bank, coupled with the onset of some soaking to the skin rain, it was a showcase of primal perseverance from my UK visitor, who saw him tackle his first wild-spawn brown trout in South Africa. The following day dawned clear, and we headed up to another river, managed another further two, including one on dry, so completing a hat-trick of SA browns. Water temperature, 16 to 17 degrees. Midlands conditions are more than a sticky bog, and while there were a couple of outings by NFFC stillwater anglers, I am pleased to note, once again, there were some fish aborted. Not least was the above-mentioned UK visitor, who fooled a very healthy rainbow of 46 centimeters on a stop home from the river on one of the NFFC waters. Bass fishing remains on the slow, with reports of no luck and not even a tug emanating from Albert Falls. Midmar is reportedly fishing better, with plenty smaller fish about and a few in the 2 to 3 kilo range showing up. Private dams, however, across the Midlands and even up to Winterton are fishing a bit better. Guys, Sterkfontein, which was the place to be this summer, and if you are after a bar of gold, appears to have quietened down as a result of some inclement weather up north. So guys, if you're still looking to catch that bar before the end of the month, watch the weather for a spell of 2 to 3 days for clear hot weather and the fish will be back on. There were some scalies out and about in the lower sections, but there were just some tiddlers. But one report mentioned getting out there is still better than sitting at home. Do stop in the Kingfish in Pietermaritzburg for the best in tackle and advice. This is Jan Korbel reporting for Angler News South Africa from the Kingfisher in Pietermaritzburg.
And that, my friends, is exactly the perfect prediction for this weekend and exactly what happened this last week. He started it off with saying, you know what, with rain there has been fish. And that's exactly all I needed to hear. So thank you, Jan. Great, honest report. At least the bass are back, well, in certain locations anyway. It is expected about the trout and the scalies and everything else, but you know what? We will get that fish this weekend. Now, where we didn't get fish was up on the north coast. It was atrocious. Reports came through, no one fished. The water was brown, the sea was big, the offshore guys didn't even go out, so I didn't get any reports. Apart from, wait for it, diamonds! The diamonds are here, guys. Reports came through Wednesday afternoon that there was a couple diamonds that came out. So this weekend, Imtenzini Banks, that is where the guys are planning on going. Now, I know there is competition on common venue, so guys are keeping that pretty much under the wraps, that because, you know what, they can't go and fish there. They're fishing down South Coast. But I promise you, we will get some fish at Imtenzini this weekend. So watch this space. And you know what? The weather conditions are looking good. The sea is looking good. We'll get some offshore reports from there as well. Now let's get closer to home. Let's round it off in Durban with Mike V and Brad Krubler.
Yes, the sea's been up, down, inside out, and all over, but it has settled a little bit. There has been some bite. Oaks have been in some nice shad in the mix. One, two grunters and stumpies have been trying on the banks. Good couple of grey sharks as you're coming more towards the Durban beachfront. Sandies, honeys, diamonds seem to have disappeared. Not sure if it's just the weather, barometer, or what, maybe the hot seas, but they seem to have taken lesson in hiding, and they're doing very well with this. But yeah, greys around, some small shad around, stumpies, grunters, things like that on the beaches. I'm sure this week's huge amount of northeasterlies and settling seas will bring some fish on. I'm hoping it brings the sandies and honeys back so we can have some late summer, early autumn action there. But yeah, it's been a little bit quiet on the beaches. Oaks that have put the hard yards on the paddle skis, ski boats, have been getting some lovely cooter, some good size snook, one or two tunny around. Oaks fishing on the bottom and that have been getting some lovely heelback and doggers. So yeah, the guys have been doing pretty well in the ski boats and the paddle ski side. Durban Bay, lots of kingies, lots of springer. The guys have been doing very well on the artificials in the bay. Grunters, some lovely big grunters came out in the last few days. Not sure it's because the canals came down, but yeah, the grunter did arrive for the last couple of days. There's been some lovely ones in the bay. Good couple half-size cob and some snapper salmon, things I get. So yeah, the bay has been doing what it normally does, firing quite well. Guys, have a good one. This is Mark B for ANSA News. Thanks.
Good day, guys. This is Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. What can I say about the fishing over the last week of the ski boat side? It's been atrocious. The weather, the rain has just turned the sea into mud. A couple of days we did get out there. Yeah, we got some nice bottom fish. There's definitely no gay fish. It's really filthy, dirty out there. We went out to the 500 meter mark. The water cleaned up a bit, but yeah, no sign of life. As I say, rain came down in Durban again, and it's just turned the sea into a big chocolate mud thing. The fishing hasn't been good. So hopefully the rain goes away, we start getting some really good clean water coming back in, and yeah. Guys, so this is Brad for Angling News South Africa, Cyclones, and speak to you guys all next
week. Thank you, Mike and Brad. Now, we know the weather has changed. We know the rain has stopped. We know the sea is clearing, and we know we are going to get fish. So we are not rounding off the show on that note. Oh, definitely not. In fact, I'm going to give you the final treat. This is another Q&A. What to carry down the South Coast this weekend, especially if you're fishing off that deeper point called Margate Pier.
Hey, Vanessa, coming down to the south coast, if you are going to fish with Margot Pier, definitely live bait is the win. However, if you cannot get yourself some live bait, whether it be a shad or carantine or blacktail, I would definitely recommend fresh sardines, some mackerel or red eye that you can target the non-heads with, and of course, some chukka, because Margot Pier definitely works well with smelly baits, so baits that of a high scented smell. However, that being said, there have been bronze bream in particular, caught off Margot Pier on a shad trace. So yes, sardines being the number one bait coming down to Margot Pier, Vinesh.
Now that's how you round off a show. I couldn't have said it any better. You spoke about bronze bream, which Ray spoke about. He spoke about sardines, which Jay spoke about. He spoke about fishing down the south coast where the fish has come out. In fact, that's where our cover fish is from. I couldn't round it off any better. Guys, it's been amazing. Who would have thought with this week's weather we would have had a 15-minute show? There is always something on Angler News SA, and we want you to get involved. Listen to us on Spotify, on Apple Pods. Guys, subscribe, follow, comment. Just get involved with us and let us know how you're feeling about everything and if you've got a question for our experts. So with that being said, until next week's phenomenal report that's coming up.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.